Major League Baseball's regular season ended yesterday, and the playoffs get started tomorrow with the National League's wild card game. Even as baseball has moved out of its secure space as the national pastime, replaced by the NFL as the country's most popular sport, the game spans generations and provides happy memories and times when families were gathered together at the ballpark or around the television. And the Society of American Baseball Research, which is headquartered in Phoenix, has a program that is intended to use the game to help those suffering with Alzheimer's disease. There isn't an offering in the Valley yet, so I connected via Skype with John Leonardakis, a member of SABR who's involved with the Los Angeles branch of baseballs, which is spelled with an A-L-Z at the end. I started by asking Leonardakis how baseball fits in with trying to help Alzheimer's patients.
Our form of therapy, baseball reminiscence therapy, allows patients to engage in socializing. What happens is they can go into their shells and not communicate with folks because they might feel self-conscious about their repeating themselves, telling a story, and they don't realize it. What we found is when people talk about baseball, and the folks we work with are in their 70s, some are in their 80s, baseball was real big back when they were younger. And so it can jog memories for them, and it provides an avenue for them to touch on a memory and tell a story that was meaningful to them in their youth. You know, maybe they went to ball games when they were young with their dad, or they coached a little league team. Someone's got a story to tell, and it takes them back, and it gets them engaged and connected with people.
John, is there something that is sensory? Because I, as someone who's loved baseball since I was a little kid too, there are so many things, whether it's the smells of the concessions or the smells of the grass or the sounds of the bat. Is there something related there as well, the fact that it does engage all five senses? Does that help with patients?
I think it does. And one of the things that we do is that everybody gets a baseball with 108 red stitches and they get to hold it throughout the meeting. And I think that there's something visceral about it. I think there's something that's very grounding about it. It's one thing to talk about baseball, but when you talk about baseball and you're holding a ball in your hand or you're listening to a baseball story, it's like a conduit, and it takes you to a very special place.
When you walk in, is there, you talked about handing over baseballs to everybody. Is there a process? Do you start with something and then move on? And then how long a session do you tend to go?
We typically do 2 hours when we work with our friends at Alzheimer's Los Angeles, and we do have a process when people come in. And we treat it just like a baseball game. We start with, we sing the anthem. Everybody stands up and we sing the Star Spangled Banner. And we have sometimes us members from the Society for American Baseball Research will present a topic. We'll cover like the year in baseball in 1963. And we'll cover the regular season and the postseason. But then we'll also have a forum where anybody can share a story from their past. We also encourage a show and tell sort of thing where people will bring in an object or an artifact from their past, their baseball past, and we encourage them to talk about it. So it gets people out there talking. And as we proceed, we have a seventh inning stretch and we sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
I was going to ask that, okay.
And then we also will actually get out there and play a little baseball. We go out to the patio of Alzheimer's Los Angeles. We bring wiffle balls and bats. And we take some BP, and some of these people are 89 years old, but they swing a bat like it was yesterday. And so we kind of cover the gamut. We kind of go from the first inning to the ninth inning, and it's a marvelous experience for everybody. And it's just continued to grow, and people have really been responding well.
What does it feel like to see people, even with that extra gleam in their eye or that extra memory or just the fact that even based on muscle memory, they can still hit a wiffle ball? I mean, that must feel really powerful to be in that room.
It is. And our facilitator has said, you know, to see these people talk about baseball, their eyes light up and they're present, because a lot of the times when they see them, they're really not all there. To see people connect with something and to connect with baseball and to connect with other people and share stories. We all even went to a Dodger game earlier this year, and it was so much fun. And I got the impression that for some of these folks, there's a lot of sitting around and they go inside themselves. But when they come to these sessions, they open up like a flower.
Baseball is, I think it's safe to say, the only sport that truly values its history. And history is so important, and it's so multi-generational. How do you think that plays into this?
I think that baseball history, and baseball has always been a reflection of American society and American history. It's the one big thread, I think, that runs through our country's history. It predates the Civil War. So anyone who's been around, if I don't care if you were born, there's a gentleman who just went to a Chicago White Sox game. He's 112. And he remembers, you know, the game from when he was born in 1907. So baseball is a great common denominator for people living in the United States. And for people who are in their 70s and 80s and 90s, you know, they were appreciating baseball in its golden era, the post-World War II era of the 1950s and 1960s. And I think those memories are very powerful. But baseball, there's a certain kind of magic with that sport that we don't get with basketball and football, simply because of the history involved and simply because it's been so ingrained in our culture.
John, one fun thing I noticed in the LA Times column by Bill Plaschke is the photo of you. You're wearing a jersey, you're wearing a cap. Does that sort of set a tone in a sense that, hey, this is not just a guy in a golf shirt and khakis, he's actually kind of got a uniform on, and that puts people in that sort of mode as well?
Oh, yeah. I'm always wearing, you know, I've got like 100 baseball caps and a bunch of jerseys. So whenever I go to these sessions, I'm always wearing something that's reflective of the subject matter or just baseball in general. We're all in when we do this. And some of the other facilitators like Dr. Jeff Hubbard, you know, he'll wear his Dodgers jersey or he'll wear a St. Louis Cardinals baseball cap if we're talking about the great Bob Gibson, something along those lines. So, yeah, we suit up.
That's John Leonidakis of the Society of American Baseball Research, or SABRE. We've been talking about the Baseballs program, which connects the game of baseball with Alzheimer's disease patients.